Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Tuesday, January 24, 2023 is Manswami Kavya. Manswami Kavya is one of the most important oral epics of Karnataka. Neil Garros, the professional singers of South Karnataka, have kept the epic alive by centuries of performances in the districts of Mandya, Mysore, Ramanagara, Chamarajanagara and rural Bangalore. Manswami was an Adi Jambava community saint and a folk hero who lived during the 15th century, approximately. Legends are built around his life, and the shrines at Chikkaluru, Bapagaudanapura and Kapiti are related to personalities depicted in the epic. Manswami is a living tradition in and around these regions. Manswami Kavya treats him on par with Alamaprabhu, the Virashyava saint of the 12th century, and does not distinguish between them. However, this contention does not find many takers. The epic begins with the arrival of Manswami in Kalyana, who makes a dramatic appearance on a dung heap at the entrance of the city, with the dead body of a calf and a gourd full of kalu. Basavanna's wife arrives there and takes him to the palace, where a confrontation between the Sharanas and Manswami takes place. His greatness is proved equivocally, and that heralds the victory of the lowly over insincere devotees. After that, Manswami embarks upon a journey towards South Karnataka till he finds his permanent abode in Bapagaudanapura. This journey is punctuated by his efforts to acquire disciples. Throughout the saga of Manswami, he picks up infants for his cause. This is symbolic. Each child represents a community that comes into the Manswami fold. Rachapaji, Dadama of the Grove, Chanajama, Madivala Mishaya, Filaradeya and Siddhapaji are his chief followers. How he brought them into his fold, through ritual, craft and magic, makes up the saga. S. R. Ramakrishna, Bachi Basavawa, who wants to become his disciple, is reborn as Balakimpana and later acquires the name Siddhapaji. The confrontation of Siddhapaji with the Panchalas, blacksmiths, of Hulaguru is fraught with symbolic qualities. This represents a stage in civilization when technology had to be liberated from its hereditary practitioners. This incident is narrated very dramatically. Finally, Manswami acquires many followers in a number of communities and settles down at Bapagaudanapura. His shrine is at this place. Two of his important disciples have their shrines at Chikkaluru and Kapiti. Manswami Kavya and its cognate epics have many distinctive features. They have selected a language which is a dialect, both geographically and socially. This choice is remarkable in the context of literary texts. Secondly, the narrative style is a combination of the poetic, the dramatic and a simple narration in prose. This adds to the impact of the epic. Thirdly, it is episodic and each episode may be recited independently of its broader context. This work delineates the life of unlettered communities. Most of these epics have a theory regarding the origin of the universe, and their community is usually found in the nucleus of the story. This gives a sense of identity and pride to these communities. Actually, they depict different stages in the history of civilization. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 046 UTC on Tuesday, January 24, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Manswami Kavya. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kindra Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.